Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. It's July 7th. Joan of Arc's heresy conviction was overturned on this day in 1456, although by that point she had been dead for 25 years. Joan of Arc is how she's known in English. In French, she is generally known as Jeanne d'Arc. She grew up during the 100 Years' War, which actually spanned more like 116 years. This was a war that at its very basic level boiled down to who gets to rule France. She grew up in this territory that was right on the edge of what was controlled by France and what was controlled by England, very roughly speaking. When she was young, she started hearing the voices of three saints, St. Michael, St. Catherine, and St. Margaret, and they told her that she should come to the aid of the French Dauphin, that was Charles de Valois. He would later on become Charles VII, the King of France. And she did. She followed what those voices told her to do. She went to the Dauphin's stronghold in May of 1428, and the captain told her to leave. She did. But she was very persistent. She came back a few months later. She made her journey disguised in men's clothing, and this time they actually let her in. Some theologians questioned her. The idea that she was hearing voices that were religiously oriented, that raised some suspicions. Ultimately, though, these theologians advised the Dauphin to let her do what she was asking to do, which was to try to lead an army, to try to save France. They gave her a small army. She went to Orléans on April 27th of 1429. Orléans was besieged by the English at the time, and while these English troops were distracted on the west, she came in from the east. What she was doing was more about inspiring the people than actually being a strategic leader of the military movements themselves. This process continued. She actually wound up being injured in a battle on May 7th and immediately went back to fighting after being bandaged up, and the English were eventually driven out of Orléans. So the Hundred Years' War, as its name suggests, it went on a very long time. The tide of battle shifted back and forth during all of this, and it had not been going well for France in recent years. The population of France, and especially areas that were occupied by England, the people were downtrodden, they were exhausted. But this victory in Orléans and Jeanne's leadership really started to turn the tide back in favor of France. This is the first of a series of victories, and the Dauphin was eventually able to be coronated in July as king. After a series of other battles, Joan was actually captured in May of 1430. She was sold to the English, who put her on trial for heresy and witchcraft. During this questioning, they gave her a lot of confusing and deceptive questions, and sometimes one where there was really no right answer at all. There was also a lot of focus on her wardrobe. There are passages in the Bible relating to how women shouldn't, quote, wear that which pertaineth unto a man. This came up a lot. She had been wearing masculine attire during this service to France. She was eventually condemned to death. But when that happened, she recanted her testimony. She agreed to start wearing feminine dress again. A few days later, though, she was found to be wearing masculine attire, and she said that St. Catherine and St. Margaret had appeared to her, and they had told her that she was wrong to give in to what the church had told her to do, that being to dress properly in their minds like a woman. She was burned at the stake, and as a relapsed heretic, not actually for witchcraft. The fact that she had relapsed into her heretical ways was what caused it. It was on May 30th of 1431. It is not totally clear exactly how much influence that she had on battles themselves, but she definitely inspired people. The work that she did was what eventually helped Charles become the king of France. He had not intervened during her trial, but afterward, in part because this heresy conviction maybe could have undermined his claim to the throne. He had had such support from her, that connection became very suspicious. He helped get her sentence overturned posthumously. A trial of rehabilitation was convened, and it ultimately found her innocent. There's ongoing debate today about the cause of her visions, where they came from. But now she's recognized as a saint in the Roman Catholic Church. She is a national hero of France, and of course she is an object of respect and admiration among women who see that she was able to make a place for herself in this way in the very masculine world of military service during the Hundred Years' War. Thanks to Eves Jeffcoat for her research work on today's episode and to Tari Harrison, who edits all of these episodes. You can learn more about Joan of Arc or Jeanne d'Arc on the April 22nd, 2009 episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class. And you can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Tune in tomorrow for a famous sermon.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.